All right. Hi. So I'm Andrew Shadlevsky, and I'm here with the Santa Barbara Jewish Federation. And I'm here to talk to you about how we leverage word of mouth to transform our event marketing for our Feed the Funk benefit concert in June of this year. So can anybody tell me or venture a guess as to what $46.73 might be? Any guesses? Is this my cab fare from the airport to here the other day, maybe dinner last night? Breakfast. It could have been, yes. Downstairs, it could absolutely be. So this was actually our complete marketing budget for our Feed the Funk event. That $46.73 brought us a net profit of $3,634 for our event, after cost. That's net profit, which was a 7,562% return on investment. Not bad. So Feed the Funk was a concert held in Santa Barbara in an area of town called the Funk Zone. It's known for art, for food, for wine. And this was a concert with two live bands, local food trucks. And it was meant to include all parts of the young adult community across Santa Barbara. We want this to be inclusive. And so we wanted to grow beyond our Jewish community and bring people together as a unifying event. The challenge is people didn't know the events the second year, bands no one knew, moderately expensive ticket prices, and it's a noisy world out there, and as I'm sure all you know, it's hard to get your word out when you have an event. It's expensive. So how do you break through the noise without spending a lot of money? So we decided to do something a bit different. What we decided to do was empower our community to create itself. I mean, who better to help create your event than everybody going to it, right? So we started with a WordPress website, feedthefunk.org, and we used Eventbrite, some of you may know it, to sell tickets to the event. And then we used Sticky Reverb, which is a multi-level marketing system. It allows us to track all our referrals and actually incentivization of our crowd to help create the event itself. So it's what tied everything, all the pieces together. And so what we did essentially is this. We started by creating partnerships with a couple organizations in Santa Barbara that had reached the people we wanted to get to, young adults, and said, hey, partner with us, help get us our message to your list, and we'll revenue share with you. And so it all started with a referral code. Some of this was on printed cards, and that's where our $46.73 went to. It went to a whole stack of cards with our code on it. But this code could be delivered with directly to people on a printed card when you're having dinner with them, or it could be emailed, it could be linked on Facebook. There are actually links that are clickable, like a referral system online would be, an affiliate marketing system. Basically, it worked like this. As the referral partners gave their code to the people in their base, those people would use their code and save $5 on the event. And as the first level of this referral system, our partner would earn $2.50 as a revenue split. It's a great start. So what happens is someone gets that code, buys a ticket, and they have their own little pop-up as they get their ticket and says, hey, here's your own code. You're not going to come to the show by yourself, right? Bring a friend. And when you bring a friend, help them save $5. And when you do refer that friend, you'll get a free drink at the show. So it's a win-win. And community starts creating itself. The ball starts rolling. When that code is used by my friend, our original referrer, who's our partner, made another $1.50. So it's a two-level referral system with this little kicker in that when my friend uses my code, they save $5, but I actually get a free drink too. And so when they buy their ticket, they get their pop-up, and it says, hey, bring a friend. You're not going to come by yourself, right? Spread the word and get a free drink when you do it. And so when my friend buys their ticket, I get this email, hey, I'm drinking for free. So it reinforces that this is working, gets me excited, and so I keep on going. So essentially, you kind of see how this graph works, this chart. There's a two-level referral system where everybody who used our code saved $5, $2.50 for the first level, $1.50 for the second. And then each person who kept the chain going at that point was getting a free drink. Drinks for us were free. They had no cost. It was donated beer. So the takeaways from this were that 83% of all tickets sold online had a referral code, and 34% of all tickets sold online were a result of a friend hooking up a friend, which was tremendous. This doesn't include all the people that came walking into the event holding a referral card or because a friend told a friend and sent them into our event. So really fantastic. So now I'm going to invite all of you, spreading the word, to use our code, YAD15. Feed the Funk 2015 is on June 6th. Come save $5 and help us build our community. Come get your funk on. Thank you very much.